Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. I do declare. There he is.
I'm a baker. You're supposed to say, I do eclair.
Cute.
Yeah. I got a lot of those jokes.
I know, unfortunately for me.
Got them out of a joke book. I got them out of a joke book from a past life, and I was actually stoned to death for saying some of those jokes.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm going to spit all over my computer here. The coffee is going to ruin my keyboard. We're so glad all of you joined us today. Several people in the queue. Want to let area code 772 and 209 know that if you'd like a reading, which I'm assuming you do, please press 1. To get in the queue. I've got you in order, but just if you raise your hand, that will let us know that you want to speak with us. That's by pressing 1. Okay, they still haven't raised their hand, so maybe they are just listening. Who knows? Today, Neil, we are talking about escaping dark karma, which we began a discussion. Often we begin discussions that we are unable to finish. I'm certain that it the 2 15-minute segments on this topic isn't going to, you know, cover the breadth of it, but, you know.
And it's not as simple as getting in your car and trying to outdistance karma or running as fast as you can.
You have to run a plane.
Yeah. Although probably in a cartoon, that would make a kind of a witty cartoon. But what, you know, this question is, we don't have much time.
No, and I do want to let people know, hold on, Neil, how to stay connected with us. You may like us on Facebook. That account's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. You can follow our show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Twitter, Neil's Books, Amazon.com. If you're fiction readers, poetry, short stories, those books are there. Neil and I are working on a book together on numerology, so stay tuned for that, everybody. But there's also a friend page on Facebook, and Neil's direct number, 562-596-7818. We do get to callers at about 15:45. So those of you who are in queue right now, you will be getting a reading, so please be patient and hold your place in line. But we're going to be getting to each and every one of you, so don't worry. Okay, back to escaping dark karma. Go ahead.
Escaping dark karma. Well, first of all, we need to ask ourselves, what was the situation between the darkness and the light in the beginning of the spirit world? We have to realize that long before humans were created, the spirit world was created first. And each person that is living today on this earth, and that has lived on this earth, lived as a spirit before going into the human cycle. And each person experienced their beginning, and basically in the beginning, we were formless spirit. We were without form, but we were still spirit. Being without form meaning that we didn't have an earthly history, we didn't have any connection to the physicality of the planet. We were formless. We were in the void. And incidentally, that void is very, very meaningful. Nothingness is very meaningful. It's just beyond our concept as to how to conceptualize it, because you can't conceptualize
nothing. Once you conceptualize nothing, it did something.
It's the ultimate catch 22. But we're kind of getting into the idea that, you know, the spirit was issued out of the mouth of the divine source, and each person was granted a destiny, and each person is allowed choice. and that choice is interconnected with their destiny. And that brings up the karmic laws, which bind each person according to their individual personal behavior. So we have created in our personal behavior and in our choices as bodies on the earth, we've made certain decisions which brings about light or dark, karma or transcendence. And that karma follows us. No matter what body we reincarnate into, no matter how many times we come back to the planet to get it right, we are followed by karma, as well as we're followed by the transcendent parts of our nature where we have gained aspects of light in our earthly consciousness. So we're here now, we're trying to understand what that border is in heaven, that curtain, where we go through the curtain, so to speak, from the spiritual world into the physical world when we're born to the earth again. And as we go through that curtain, we either lose our consciousness, we regain it, we retain parts of it, or we just go into total amnesic states. But no matter what we go into, karma still abounds. And some of us are very wise and we understand when karma's around us. Some of us are bewildered and we don't even understand why we're in the dark, why these things are happening. But they're basically happening because, what, of our history. Of our history on the planet. You have to understand that on a planet, space is limited. And so time is...
That's hard to conceptualize, given the overpopulation.
Space is limited. It's easy to really conceptualize, especially if you live in an apartment building or you're on a crowded street. Space is limited.
Well, I mean, it seems like more and more people every day, more and more souls are on the planet.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
In the billions, just with people under the age of 21, it's increasing. But, okay, so space is limited too because our time on Earth in the identities that we are in this lifetime is limited. It goes from 0-1 to maybe 80, 90, if we're lucky, maybe more if we're not, less if we're not so lucky. And in that time of space, we create or eliminate karma. We can eliminate it by reducing it in the essence of doing transcendent acts, or we can increase it by delving into darkness and increasing the attitudes of dark acts.
Right, because if we come back to the planet, we already are in an element of karma. So we have the karma that we come into the earth with as infants. Seemingly we're innocent, but there's that past life history that we bring with us to the planet. But then, as you're saying, Neil, you can increase your karma by doing negative acts or positive acts, depending on what type of karma we're talking about. But I guess the karma that's keeping us on the planet is definitely not of the positive nature.
No, well, the karma compels us to come back. We have to realize because the human cycle causes a loss of memory, consequently the attitude, well, the majority comprehends that dogma says that we live as one, that we just have one life and that's it and we're done. Well, to me that's another falsehood. It stems from the dogma of, quote, religion,
mm-hmm.
not spirituality, which is that we are a product of spirit more than a body. Even Christ said we are of spirit. Understand the spirit, not the body. The body will die.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit lives. So what is that spirit? And where does it live from? How does it live forever? Where is its beginning? Where is its end? And so it becomes a circular energy. And in that circular energy, which we come back to the earth, which is a circular planet, more or less, we encapture within that energy our the dogma, really, of our current reality, which is going to be a positive or a negative energy. Now, We also have this attitude that how do we escape it? How do we escape it? It's not so much that, well, some of us, that's an illusion, because a lot of evil people escape punishment, at least earthly punishment. They can live and die as corrupt criminals and die peacefully in bed at, you know, 98, 99 years old.
And people that are seemingly wonderful individuals seem to be beset by karma or consequences that are coming from who knows where.
Well, this is part of the estimation of destiny as given by the divine spirit. That is a part of destiny that tells us what our destiny is going to be. And sometimes our destinies can be absolutely wonderful, and sometimes our destinies can be pure desolation. But that's according to destiny. Now, our free wills, according to that destiny pattern, is what gives us free choice. We can choose, if we have a bad life, we can choose to be a good person. If we have a great life, we can choose to be an evil person. That's our personal choice. That's what the divine source, God, puts coded into our brains as that form of free will, which is still a wonderful phenomena too, because it gives us the ability to be human beings and not puppets. Now, how do we get to this question, and I know we're kind of absorbed in the kind of rhetoric that feels like it's philosophy or just a basic crude ideas, but how do we literally escape karma? How do we escape? A Christian will say, you got to believe in Christ. You know, you can't do it without being born again and being born in the blood of Christ, which he died for our sins. He was sacred. He was blessed by God, and that you do it that way. Others will believe you do it through the spiritual essence of your energy, your chakra system, knowledge, Buddha consciousness. Everybody has their own principles, and pure existentialists will say you just do it through. It's not a matter of good or evil. You exist and you die, and you make up your life what you will. And basically, you can have a social consciousness, which is an extension, like a Kierkegaard, of an extension of religious existentialism, which has a moral credence to it. It's ethical. There's an ethical quality to it. So when you get into all these ideas and you're a student of philosophy and the studies of religion, you get into different aspects of what this grand duality is and how do we escape it, either through the blood of a spirit or through the will of a human being. Whatever the spectrum is for our individual listeners, that's where it is, under the grand capitalization of spirituality. So it's through action. First of all, through action, you have to take action. You have to do something, even if you give up your power to a higher being, that's still an action. And so we get into the idea of surrendering. Some of us want to fight our karma, and some of us want to surrender to something more blissful. So we just collapse at the face of a spirit, and we say, we're not worthy, we're weak, and we need the abundance of something higher as a source of our inspiration and transcendence. And so we cloak ourselves in the element of a higher energy, a higher consciousness. That's one way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then following the creeds and the laws and the regulations and the requirements of what it takes to be obedient
mm-hmm.
to that cause, to that higher element. And so we try not to, quote, backslide. We try not to give in to our demons, whatever they may be and however they may tempt us. So then the attitude comes in, how do we do that? What's our fuel? The fuel is faith. Faith is basically a strong element of any form of spirituality, because spirituality is not going to be based on anything you can bank on. It's not a currency. It's not a concrete object. It's something more obscure because it comes from the consciousness of spirit. So that element on a concrete basis, if you will, would be faith. And that's where it kind of starts off in terms of the faith of having the ability to believe that we can transcend our karma through a higher element of consciousness.
And Neil, you work with individuals to help reduce I hate the term karmic debt, but that's what I'll use right now. Do you work with people to reduce karma?
To the best of my ability, I mean, we're here to help one another, love one another, support one another. So to the best of what is the substance of my mind and spirit, yeah, I'll do the best I can to help others to achieve that higher light. And I pray to God that I do it in a way that attains to some sense of at the essence of spirituality. You know, we err as human beings. We're not always right. But our intent, our motives are still can still be measured and defined. So people who are into the element of helping others and they have some purely evil or ill content, intent,
okay.
Ill intent. Well, that's not going to be right, right? I mean, that you know, you can lure a child into your room with candy, but that doesn't mean you're a good person. If you get my idea, the intent is not always measured by the action and the intent have to be uniform, and they have to be in the sense of growth, spirit, nourishment, health, things like that.
So really, to reduce karma, striving for a higher spiritual energy is the best starting place for the people listening today.
It's the best starting place. And before we end, we have to realize that darkness exists as an energy. In the beginning, within this dimension of the earth, it exists as an energy first. And the light of love predominates usually. So that's a very powerful energy. It's a very powerful emotion. Love for self, love for others, love for the earth, love for spirit. Those are very accurate, penetrating points of the diffusion of evilness, of darkness. And so it's a paramount divine substance, love itself. It's an actual concrete substance beyond its personification and metaphorical implications.
Okay, thank you, Neil. And I hate to stop the wheels here, but we've got to move into our callers because we've got several people waiting, and we do aim to reach everybody. So everybody that is in queue, we'll be getting a reading, but 928 area code, you don't have your hand raised. If you want to speak with us, please press 1 on your handset, and you will be added to the queue. Okay, first off, 907 area code. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
I'm Charlotte.
Charlotte?
And
where are you calling from, Charlotte, and what is your birth date, please?
It's Fairbanks, Alaska, and 9/21/72.
9/21/72. That's interesting. I don't think we get very many callers from Alaska. You may be our first in 3 years. Have we gotten a caller from Alaska yet?
I've done readings from Alaska.
Right,
but
on the show.
On the show, if we can get me.
314. All right. Charlotte, what's your question this morning, please?
I just want to know, like, what's going on with my job, because I feel like it's a struggle every day. Like, I feel like I'm being attacked at work, and I don't know why.
You're being attacked at work, and you don't know why. Well,
right,
you know,
because when I ask, it's just pure lies, so. It's like I'm being bullied at work.
Yeah.
No fun.
Well, Charlotte, you know, we get into areas, there's two ways to answer your question. The first is a deeper, more mysterious element of energy, which is regarded in regards to your birth date. You have a 9 and a 2 at the beginning of your energy, and you have a 9 and 2 as your first and last numbers. That's an 11, which brings in darkness. It does. And so you have a dark energy going on in your realm of existence. And when you're working at a job, you're really deeply working in a tribal situation that could be the past life ingredients reemerging from a past life tribal zone. So if you have indiscrepancies or indiscretions or something that you did in a corrupt way in a past life, and you're back in this evolved tribal situation that now is occupied by your job, you're going to be getting some karmic payback. That's not for you to really understand totally. I mean, you can grasp the notion, Charlotte, and it may not help you currently, but it gives you an awareness at least as to what explains this erratic, irrational behavior on the part of your coworkers. Because it's a, you have to understand it's a deep, deep, deep consciousness that's going on in the substance of the soul's memory, not necessarily the brain and the physical body. So we could say verbatim, you are suffering from a karmic energy within a tribal zone that has now morphed into your job on a literal sense of the term. That's one. Two, we get into other areas, your vibe, your vibration, your personality, gossip, people doesn't like you, a conspiracy against you. We get into those elements as well. And then we get into the idea, Charlotte, that you basically are a person that kind of goes to the beat of a different drummer. I'm designing my attitude about you that you're kind of unique. You're not yet necessarily one that is uniform in the crowd. You don't you conform probably to some extent, but there's a uniqueness about you that I'm picking up in your the vibration of your voice that tells me you're a little bit different than the normal crowd. You weren't always typically uniform. You're not just a conformist. And that kind of energy in a tribal or a colony setting, that doesn't work well in a automatic system of thought. You know, you have to be one of the, every soldier, the same color, the same uniform, the same mindset, the ants. Everybody's just a worker. You know, individuality is a threat to the colony. So if you think differently, if you feel differently, if there's a certain edge about you, even if you don't express it but you emit that kind of energy, you're going to be decided that you're kind of a deviant. You're different. You don't fit well. And especially if the environment is rigid, even if it's nonconformity. It's very rigid. So you're in a very rigid environment, and you're not one to be that rigid. You like creativity. You like a little looseness, you know, not to any dark degree, but it's like, you know, I'm not a robot. So that's part of the reason. That's the scraping of the surface of your problem, Charlotte, that I'm picking up on, which gets into a deeper element than just saying so-and-so doesn't like you because, you know, you flipped her off behind her back. And then you have a reason, and she saw you in the mirror's reflection, you know. So now she has it in for you, or you took somebody's boyfriend or something like that, or girlfriend, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter. What matters is here. This is what matters. You're dealing with a karmic situation, I believe, and I believe it's in the substance of your spirit and your soul. Where do we go from there? Well, that takes a little bit more time and effort than these radio readings. Because I have to get into the elements of personality and certain traits of what's going on.
Can I ask
and diplomacy and things like that. Yeah.
So is like this workplace for her a tribal setting?
Yeah.
Past life tribe.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
And it's very rigid, and she's there for some karmic debt.
Hmm.
Probably she doesn't. She in essence she shouldn't be there.
Can we ask what kind of work she does?
Yeah.
Or did you want to?
No, that's okay.
Charlotte, what kind of work do you do?
I work for the TSA, airport security.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Very rigid. Very rigid.
Yes.
So, you know, they work under the premise of suspicion. And
correct.
Unless you are lickety-split clean in your attitude and you're just like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, no, here's everything I've got for you. Everyone's suspicious, and maybe they have a right to, because of their survival. You can have in-house crimes. You can have problems with it, personnel. You can have a nutcase that wants to blow everything up. So the postal system's like that, the security system's like that. So that's where it starts to come from, Charlotte, and we're just licking the icing here. We're not even getting into the cake of your problem, but I'm giving you some indication that what's going on is still part of the cake.
And validating her experience,
yeah.
Obviously, with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct, because I do think differently than they do, and I don't really fit in at all.
A lot of them. You don't belong there. I mean, you may be there for money, karma, you know, survival, your history, your background, but I'm telling you, your soul doesn't. You have a different spirit, and I predict better things for you elsewhere.
Well, that's good. That's a positive note. And Charlotte, I'm sorry to cut this short, but we've got a lot of callers in the queue.
You got it.
You can always call our show again. You can also contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But there's good news there. Do you predict better things for yourself?
Yeah. I predict better things, you know, I beyond what the karmic lesson here is and how long that lesson's supposed to last for Charlotte. But I do predict better things, much better things coming up for her.
Good.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, the TSA agents were given so much power after, I guess, 9/11. It got much more strict.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, people that are drunk with power and, you know, maybe smaller-minded. It's kind of a dangerous situation. I've had my run-ins with TSA agents, and, you know, you can do nothing, and they're on you.
Yeah, on you. Soon there'll be a day when they'll be taking scrapings from your tongue and analyzing if you're a friend or foe.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Ah, the mark of the beast. Okay, here we go. Nice, positive show today. 772. And everybody that promised to interview will be getting a reading. 772, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Could you
Hello?
Turn off? I'm hearing my voice echo. If you could turn off the radio.
Hello, how about this? Is this much better?
That's much better. Neil
yeah,
will not.
On.
Perfect. Okay. Who is this, please?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
And what's your birth date and location, Mary?
My birth date is the 8/27/62, and I live in Florida.
8/27/62, Florida. And what brings you to our show, Mary?
There's a lot of confusion where I'm living right now, and I'd like to know why.
Okay. Confusion.
And will I be moving out of the situation I'm in at this present moment in the home?
All right.
15, 17.
34/7, right?
25.
Oh, what did I do wrong? 8, 9, 10, 17, 27.
Wait a minute. 17, 27.
She's a 34/7.
34/7, yeah.
We're having additional problems here, sorry.
Well, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. We're here. You're having trouble in the attitude of movement. I probably am picking up on something about your history of moving from one place to another, that sometimes in the migration of your life, even if it's just moving from one dwelling place to another, it might be beset by confusion, difficulty, turmoil. So I don't really feel that there's been easy transitions with you anyways. So
yes.
You could have a life of difficulty, and you're acknowledging that, and I'm kind of feeling that about the migration of your life on this planet, in this lifetime.
Yes.
So I'm getting that. So part of that, Mary, is due to the fact that you came into this lifetime with some kind of confusion in the way that you migrate or travel through time on a planetary time scale. It's already some kind of karma is going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it goes all the way back to many, many lifetimes, succeedingly forward to where you've reached the one you're in now. So that part, so as a psychic, I'd have to kind of extract the karma of your world and see if I can separate that substance from a better, easy, transitional area where you're not beset by turmoil and aggravation and conflict. Because you probably even enter your kind of living space and you could even have conflict with your neighbors. You could have conflict with people who are in charge of your dwelling place. You can have conflict within your dwelling place. So And then there's probably a certain amount of family difficulties that you were accustomed to even in your earlier years. So, you know, this is a deep problem. It's not one that can easily be said, well, you know, in September I see a lot of hummingbees and flowers sprouting and you'll be fine. And it's not like that. This is a deeper problem, but I am sensitive to your question because it's a complex system of thought. You are going to be, I do see something around October, having said what I said, I do see something around October that's going to be somewhat better for you. So between now and October, difficult. October, something clears up. Is there any outstanding October month in your family's history that's October's important for anybody?
No.
No?
Ten.
Well, then let me jump around that response to the idea that in October I'm seeing something a lot better. Are you having to, you're questioning your living situation now?
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, right now I'm looking for somewhere to live, and we're looking for a property, but we can't find the property that we're looking for. And when we find the property, then I can move out of this present situation that I'm in.
Uh-huh. And where, how
does that
long
make
have
sense?
You been? How long have you been in this present situation?
Since last year, July.
Last year, July. So it's coming up to, July,
nine
August,
months.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
Kind of into the 10th
Yeah,
month.
We're getting into the 8th to 9th to 10th month. Now, it could be that at the 10th month, from the time you move there, I could be looking at that and misconstruing that to be October, because I hear the number 10. So it could be that once you've been there 10 months, which would come up to about May, there could be a change. And you have a husband?
We're divorced, but we still live together.
Yeah. And does he have any problem, asthma, sickness, any health?
Yeah, he's a diabetic, and he drinks, and he overeats. He has problems with his heart because he was stabbed three
times.
I do
that around him. So what I'm starting to do with you, Mary, is I'm starting to do a deeper reading with you, because to get to the issue of how to change your life to find a place that's in harmony with your well-being in terms of your environment, I would have to go a little bit deeper and explore that, but I'm given a kind of a threshold of substance here, of material here. I'm in the threshold of divining your problem. And so, you know, I'd have to work a little bit more diligently in that area and discover from there how to move you, if that's humanly possible, to the place where you're going to find happiness. Because where the delay is probably because if you act too soon, you're going to end up in a dwelling place that's going to be miserable for you, and there might be guides and spirits that are holding you back so you don't step into that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Ah.
So I'm feeling a spirit of protection around you, and it may be for the good right now.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, keep in touch or...
get in touch.
Or get in touch. You can give me a call and we can go further into it if you're inclined or if you feel reasonably calm about that thought. If not, contact us back in the show or just don't contact us at all and we'll see what happens.
All right, Mary.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
And thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 562-596-7818. And all of our callers and listeners can join us on Facebook, on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. They can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So it's going to be the next three callers. I'm just calling out the next three. 209 is next, then 215, and then 928, and then we'll see where we go from there. These are the ones that we've promised to get in today. So we will do our best. 209 for everyone else that's waiting. Okay, good morning, 209.
Well, good morning. Hi.
Hi, who's
this? Hi, this is Lori, and I'm in California.
Hi, Lori. L-O-R-I?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Lori. What's your birth date?
10-24-62.
Here's an October.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio, yeah.
Yeah, there's a 10 right there, all right,
25.
Next in line.
So she's a 25-7.
Uh-huh.
That's weird because you were making that, it's
yeah.
such an error
yeah.
on the last person.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
four,
and then
what is a 25-7? What is that?
25, Lori, is your karmic number, and 7 is your master number, according to numerology. So it's the sum
okay.
of your birth and the reduction of those numbers. But
okay.
What is your question today?
In my job right now, I feel I'm stuck. I'm doing everything possible to build up a clientele. I, too, am a host for a Blog Talk radio show. Okay? And I'm relatively new at it, but the numbers are proving that I'm doing my job, right?
Great.
I'm,
what's your show?
I'm just wondering... Pardon me?
What's your show? You can go ahead and plug it.
Okay. It's Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, Psychics Gone Wild. Okay, yeah, I think I've heard of you. I've heard of that show. That show has been on the air for a while, but you're hosting it now?
I'm one of the hosts, yes.
Okay, but the show's been on, but you're, like, new to the show, is what you're saying.
Right. Oh, yeah. Psychics Gone Wild has been operating for several years now. But I'm relatively new as a host.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. So you're wondering how you can, what's specifically the question for Neil?
How I can bring in more followers so I can get more readings to make, some money to help pursue my career.
Okay.
Is my question.
You bring in more followers by being good and accurate and getting a... a word of mouth going. That's one way.
I'm trying that. I'm trying.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
okay.
telling me, your response is telling me that there's something in your background where you were put down. Did you have a harsh mother or father in your upbringing?
No, I didn't.
You
no.
didn't have anything like that?
No.
Let me ask you something, Lori. Were your parents divorced or anything like that?
Were my parents divorced? No. They've been together, and they're still together and living.
Okay. Well, then, the only thing I'm intrigued with you about is that there's a put-down somewhere. How about in your personal life, husbands?
yes, I do have skeptics around me, and it's making it very, and it's making it so difficult.
Do you have a husband that's a skeptic?
And a son, yes.
A husband and a son? That's what I'm picking up in your voice. Well,
yes.
Then I found it. I found it. Forgive me for probing a little bit and trying to see if it was your parents. It wasn't them, but I knew there was something around you because your
right.
voice
is... Right.
So what I would advise you, because you see, I'm a sensitive person, so I pick up, I hear a voice and I get energy. And I'm picking up in your voice that those skeptics are affecting your performance.
You're right. They are.
Yeah. So I'm picking
they
up
are.
That energy. So
right.
Well, how do you, there's different options you have. Obviously, they go from leaving your family to not leaving your family. Leaving your family and saying, dump you guys, or staying with your family and saying, I'm who I am. I'm going to believe in this. keep your thoughts to yourself or not sharing them anymore. You know, letting that part of your life be private and secure and sacred. That's why we have locks on doors. You put a
right.
lock on your psyche. You put a lock on your psyche, metaphorically speaking, and you protect that because you have a gift and you don't need critics making
exactly.
fun of you. Yeah. So
and
now
that's what they do. And that's what they do. And it really upsets me because I know because I enjoy what I do, helping people, and it just really hurts me.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to be a little bold. If you're trying to help people and it helps you and it helps them, they've got a lot of nerve disturbing your intent. You're trying
exactly.
to help. So what I would say to you is be bold and say, look, knock it off. I don't want to hear about it. And if they continue to ridicule you, don't share it with them anymore. That's your thing. That's
right.
your thing.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. You know, I don't always share, you know, my shows with them because I don't want to hear it, like you said. You know, but I'm getting a lot of feedback from my followers and listeners. I'm bringing the numbers up, so I know I'm doing something right, and this is my calling.
Okay, then you stick to that, and what you've got to do is release yourself from letting those loved ones around you, letting their attitude affect you without thinking that by rejecting their attitude, you're not really rejecting them. You're just saying, listen, I like ice cream, you like cake. We can still love each other. Just don't make fun of me for liking what I like.
Yes.
So stop sharing it with them. It's, you know, if they want to come around, that's fine. Don't let
right.
a one rotten apple disturb everybody else who is seeking help from you.
Right. I understand.
But
I'm in a financial stuck right now. I'm not getting what I'm wanting to get.
No, but that will change, Lori. If you change within yourself and you're bold and you believe in what you're doing, and extracting yourself from any guilt or confusion that your family is giving you, your son and your husband, then your
mm-hmm.
income's going to increase.
Okay, so I need to manifest then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you could say
manifest.
That.
Manifest. Because I do. I feel stuck right now. I'm at a stuck point. And it's like,
well,
Lori, what is going on?
Yeah, well, let me just say before we go to the next caller, you're an intuitive, so you're going to feel. But if you feel stuck, you're going to perpetuate a self-fulfilling prophecy. Don't feel stuck anymore. Delude yourself
right.
and say, I am not stuck. I am free and flying and moving forward. Tell yourself that because that will turn into a vibration that will become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right, right.
Okay, Lori, we've got to move on to the next caller.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I sent you a friend request because I see that you're on our event. I do all our online stuff because Neil doesn't really go online, so we kind of share
right.
this account. But I sent you a friend request, and, you know, please keep us posted on your progress. Hopefully this is a good
definitely.
For you. Okay,
definitely.
Lori?
Right. Thanks so much.
Welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I mean, she's a 7, as I was saying, which, you know, she was asking about that, her karmic number and her master number. So she's, you know, in the 7th chakra energy spirituality. This
right.
is the right area for her.
Right. Now,
but the 1-0 can be a pitfall.
Yeah. And not only that, but karmic number is 25. She's now 52. That's her whole karma over again, which is 50, which was at 50, but 52 is inverted 25, so she's going through a crisis.
Yes.
But it's a necessary one.
Okay. Our next caller, 215, then we have 928, and then we'll see what we can get in after that. Good morning. Thanks for being patient, 215.
Oh, thank you, Christy. Hey, Neil, how are you doing?
Who's this?
Susan from Philadelphia.
Well, hi, Susan. And what's your birthday, please?
4/19/1960.
All right. 14/24/30=3. Okay, what's your question, Susan, please?
I'm waiting for a lawsuit from my car accident, which was 2 years ago. I was wondering if I was going to hear anything, because my daughter is having twins and she can't raise them right now, and I was thinking about taking them on, and obviously if I had to buy two of everything, it's going to cost money. So I wondered if my lawsuit was coming in.
Well, oh boy.
Oh, I know, that's what
What's going on with a $40,000 range? What's going on in that vicinity, first of all?
Neil, to be honest with you, I don't know. When I talked to my lawyer last, he just said that he was like trying to get me to get surgery, and I'm like, I'm not going to get surgery if I don't have to. And he sent me some forms to sign, and I sent them back, and now I'm waiting.
Well, have there been any figures? I mean, I know we're on a radio and it's somewhat private, but have there been any figures you can share with me on the radio as to what you're hoping to get or what the figure may be?
He's never discussed that with me. That's just the funny thing about it. You know, like, he just keeps on, like, only basically what we talk about is, like, physical therapy, and, like, he's pushing an operation, but... You know, I'm not, you know, it's my back we're talking about. I'm not going to get an operation. I've been getting injections in my back, and they don't seem to help.
Well, I thought it was your back, but that's kind of an assumption on my part that turned out to be right. Well, you know, you can't go to God, you can't go to the angels and say, you know, I need money, okay? I need money. Hand it over. Don't you see I got problems? Now give me money. You can't do that. So it's more of a delicate problem with that. I'd have to see, your daughter has twins. That's a difficult problem. And what, is she single?
She's away for a few years. I don't want to discuss that on the air, but it's either I take him or they be placed for adoption, and she doesn't want that. So
I get it. I understand.
And I'm realizing who you are now, Susan. I know who you are. From Facebook.
Thank you.
You're on our Facebook. Right?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, now I've placed you. Sorry, I wasn't placing you at first. Anyway, that's immaterial,
Susan,
I suppose. But
this is a situation that demands a more affirmative interaction. In other words, it's not a prediction. You can't go with prediction. You have to go with psychic work. And that means working through the entanglements of your karma and things that brought you to this stage and your difficulties. You seem to be a human being that's been struggling through life, and you have all kinds of problems, but you're trying to keep the boat from sinking, and you're a good person, and you seem to be in a very good heart space for human beings, but you have a leaky boat in this lifetime. That's what you've been given. So what I sense is a wonderfully compassionate human being that, you know, if everything was going wrong with you and you saw a stray cat, you would still take it in. You have a very...
Yeah, I would.
Huh?
Yes, I would. Sometimes I wish I could walk away, but I just can't. I got to help.
Yeah, you can't, because you're not supposed to. Your karma says you better be a compassionate person no matter what happens. That's what your karma is telling you, you know, so you can transcend your problems. This takes a little bit more demand in terms of work, and that would involve prayer, investigation, discussion of your energy, that goes into energy work and all kinds of things that get a little bit complicated. The only thing I can do for you, given our time slot, is put out an angel protection and angel intervention. Now, that might work. I work with angels, and they listen to what I, when I talk, they listen to me, and they go and aid whenever it's possible. So I'll put that energy out. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a parakeet or a bird in your whole lifetime?
Yes, I have an African gray.
Okay.
And Neil does not know. He does not go on Facebook. I actually know. I think there may be a picture, but he has there's no.
I wouldn't know that, Susan. I'm not a.
No, I don't put my. Matter of fact, I haven't put my bird on my Facebook, Chris, for a long time. So that's. I know he
well, that's an angel's way of giving me information, not the internet, but the angel gave that information to me to tell you we will come and help you. So I don't know what they got planned, but they gave me a thumbs up that they're going to help.
That's great. You. That's wonderful.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Great validation.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, well,
wonderful.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So should I contact you, Neil, to get a little personal with the grandbabies and the insurance money? Because I really would need it if I took the little ones on.
Neil, yes.
You think I should contact
probably,
you?
I mean, that's probably one area you could start in. You know, you have probably many options. But that's one option. Yeah,
And Neil's number, do you have it, Susan?
Yes. No, I need it. Thank you. Please give it to me.
It's 562-596-7818. I'll send it to you. I'll send you an email real quick on Facebook.
Oh, please. Yeah, send me an email, Chris.
I will. Okay, Susan,
right,
thanks
thank
so much.
You. Thank you.
Take care.
Both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was really great, the bird. I just gave me a chill.
Yeah, bird. You know, I didn't know.
Neil does not go online, everyone. He doesn't go on Facebook. He doesn't use the internet. So, you know, because you like to connect with the vibration of a person's voice and their individual energy. So you don't really use that. Sometimes
not
I'll show
really.
You a picture of somebody, but, you know,
yeah,
you're not surfing Facebook. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next caller. 928. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cheryl with an S.
Hi, thank you, Cheryl. And your birthday, Cheryl?
9865.
Okay, what's your question?
I am in a career transition. I teach intuitive painting, and I've recently had to give up the studio where I taught the classes. So I know there's some class. I'm sorry?
I said, yes, go ahead.
So I know there's some class opportunities coming up towards the end of the month, but my finances are at a pretty much all-time low. So part of me keeps saying to go get a job at a restaurant to pay the bills. The other part of me is saying don't do it because you'll miss opportunities. So what's coming through about that?
Well, first of all, I love intuitive painting. I'm an artist myself. I'm a cartoonist, so I love that. I have a love for art anyways, and intuitive painting and left brain painting and all that kind of stuff I'm really into. So I want to nourish the teachers. So in my world of thinking, no matter what you have to do to keep that going, you keep it going. And whether you have to wait on tables or bag groceries, or dig ditches, you do it. For many years, when I was younger, I was a maid, actually, and had to clean toilets and make beds in order to pursue my career as a writer. And I didn't like it, of course, but I did it. And that was because it was, you know, in the dark Oregon coast where there weren't many jobs if you wanted to live by the beautiful setting. And that's what you did. You worked in motels. So I did it. You should do it. You're not going to lose anything by working. I compensated my time by I woke up at 4 in the morning to write. And I wrote in dirty rooms that were no longer occupied. I did whatever I took to do it. And, you know, you're 49 years old. You're not a spring chicken anymore, but who cares?
She's a fall chicken.
Age is relative. Age is not a matter. I don't listen to age. I don't listen to that at all. I don't care how old you are. So all I'm saying is that you've got to. Do I think you need to be a teacher in this? And beyond my personal conviction, yes. I'm giving you a sign. You're supposed to do this. You give it up, you'll come back for sure. You're going to have to come back and face the music once again. Don't
Yikes.
Do that. So don't give it up. Whatever it takes, And if you get a job, are you going to miss an opportunity? Heck no. You're not going to miss anything. Quit your job if you get an opportunity. You know, they can find another waitress. But you do what you need to do and quit debating the issue. Gee, if I, you know, of course, sometimes if you make certain choices, you can lose an opportunity. And when I talk to clients, I say, don't do that. You're going to lose your chances. But in your case, no. You can do what you need to do to survive, and you're going to keep your wits about you and work hard and get this done, and you're going to be successful. I think there's a lot of years ahead for you, Cheryl, to be a teacher. Great things are going to happen. You're supposed to inspire people down the line here that are already karmic for you to meet, so it's going to happen. I'm not worried about that. Do you have any children?
Not living, no.
But does one pass crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah, that's coming through.
In what
so
sense?
I don't want to get too much into.
She said something. I'm sorry, Cheryl. What did you say?
In what sense is he coming through?
Well,
like being born again.
Born again? Well, I don't know. You're putting words in my mouth. First vibration.
Okay.
A tragic loss, but a vibrational reaffirmation. It's reaffirmation.
We're inventing words here on the Neil Baker Psychic Hour.
Talk about being intuitive. There's a loss because I feel a gruesome loss. It wasn't a happy ending, and it feels like a flooding of energy that they're giving me in the body itself, but there's an affirmation to connecting with you from the other side. And I don't know if anyone's told you they've been reborn in the earth. I don't think they have, if you want my personal opinion. I think they're still in the soul realm, the astral realm. So I think they're still there. But they are contacting me. I wasn't expecting to hear, but they identified themselves as your child on the earthly plane, and so that's coming in. I don't know. Is that going to help you with your work? I don't know. Souls that were once humans that left the physical body can sometimes assist to some degree. There's a little bit of legalities involved around your family, so I don't know if there's anybody in the family in branches that was an attorney or dealt with the law or an office.
Yeah, my grandfather was an attorney.
Okay.
Oh, well, he's coming in. So, you see, Cheryl, you've got workers on the other side that have crossed over that were once in the physical body. They're helping you, and they're telling me to tell you you're going to make it as a teacher, and that my words have so far been on good advice.
Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl. Well, we appreciate your call, and keep us posted on your progress.
Well,
thank you. We're always interested to hear. You know, we're out of time. We have other callers, but I think we've got to close, Neil?
Yeah, we got to close.
Okay. So those of you that didn't get through, please join us again. We are back on the air on Monday. Any final? We close?
No. I'm glad we were able to do a show and had a lot of nice callers.
Yeah, a lot of nice callers, new and old.
It.
So we appreciate your participation, and we will see you on Monday. Thanks so much.